Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Botten. Yes, she is here and back today.
Present.
Present. Okay, you're always present. It's 7:06 in the morning. It's June 30th. Where did June go to?
Last day of June.
Last day of June.
I mean, 4th of July.
Is here.
And Dancing with the Stars is just behind that. But
well,
oh, my gosh.
I know. And you know what? Speaking of, oh, my gosh, there's Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
So those little flowers that are all over your shirt have nothing to do, of course, with your manliness, right?
Takes a real man to wear a shirt that looks like this.
Little pink flowers that are all over that are opening up looking like, gee, I'm not sure what they look like.
They're very Hawaiian.
Very Hawaiian. Well, you know, Hawaiians don't wear shirts like that. It's tourists wear shirts like that. Okay, he's just nodding his head. We got him, you know. Bob had a late night last night. Hey, what a great day. And speaking of great day, how are you, Linda? How are you
hey,
doing?
Good morning. We're going to be taking your emails today. It is open line, and we also have two special guests coming in. Nancy Eklund, who is going to be competing for Dancing with the Stars. Dr. Nancy Eklund will be talking about not only are the dancers competing for raising funds for the Shasta Women's Refuge. All of these people are business owners, are very involved and active in the community. So we're going to get to know about who she is. And as we have promised before, all of the contestants will be on before the July 10th date of Dancing with the Stars. If you haven't bought your tickets yet, you might contact the Cascade Theater or Shasta Women's Refuge, because now they're going to be hitting it hard. You know it's going to be hitting it hard in the next 10 days.
Well, you know, if they're doing fundraisers. They're all doing fundraisers. So if you see a fundraiser that looks like a lot of fun, then why not go to it? And you're helping. All the money's going to a good cause. So that's the big thing.
And one of our guests this morning, a very special person, you always want to know a person like this, have this person in your collection of friends, is a gentleman who does the flights for your life. I mean, those are the guys that fly in if you've had the wreck up on 299.
He flies the medevacs.
Exactly, into the remote areas where you can't get to by car, and medevacs you out to the hospitals. And we're going to be talking to him, and I'm sure he has so many interesting stories.
Well, he does. You know, we said today our guest was going to be the supervisor from Trinity County. He called us yesterday evening and said that he's being held up by county business, but has invited me up to, one, to take a tour, and then to come on to the show after that on the 13th in about 10 or 12 days to come on our show. But I'm going to take him up on his offer, and I'm going to go on up to Trinity County, and we're going to take a ride through of the areas they're talking about. So it should be kind of interesting.
And by the way, today it's going to be a high of 92. Actually, I can really appreciate this kind of weather. Currently 65 degrees if you're just tuning in here to KCNR this morning. Great to be back. Again, 92. Tomorrow is also going to be a high of 90. We love this weather. Friday is 88, Saturday 95, and of course Independence Day will be a high of 100. We can deal with those temperatures. I think it was when we start getting to the scorching 110s and 12s, and so we're just very, very appreciative of this weather. Tonight's going to be a low of 62. Weather always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
That's great. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking some issues that are hitting the country, but also our county and our state. And then at 7:30, our guest lineup starts. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:13 in the morning. The phone line's here, 605-4567. Hey, we're streaming on KCNR1460.com, and you can write to Linda. Linda, KCNR1460.com.
I'm really curious as... I don't know, because maybe I haven't really paid attention to it, but the Russian secret agents, did they all have accents? Did they lose their accents and they were able to just really integrate like they were just... I mean, they had names like, you know, normal names. It wasn't like... You know, with they
Well, that's because they were agents. They were in deep cover.
I know, but I mean, did any of them have accents?
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
They
like,
have a, the Russians have a training.
They actually had what they called a charm school in the old KGB Russia that trained people how to be Americans.
Wow.
As I was going to say, that they have training for them that start at an early age just to get them into the country. But here's the main thing you want to look at is the fact that Russians have agents in here, and we would be silly to think that they don't. And in fact, one of them, I believe, even worked for the Hillary Clinton campaign to handling the money. But if it's, and again, we go back to, if the Russians have agents here, you know the Chinese have agents here, you know there's agents from throughout the world. The question is how many of the agents are here on a collect, you know, they collect information, they push information back to their mother country, and how many are here for a more destructive purpose than just collecting information?
Well, I just, you know, makes you kind of look around and think, you know, you don't want to be so paranoid to think about spies, everywhere spies. By the way, before you go to that subject, I just want to ask Lori, if you're listening, and you sent me a picture of you standing in line to buy the iPhone in Reading. Did you get it?
1.4 million iPhones sold in just in a couple of days.
I mean, she showed the pictures of people. Remember how we were in Sacramento and we saw the mall?
Almost 1,000 people in line there.
I bet you more. But, I mean, from what we could see from Reading in this picture, there were hundreds in the front of the AT&T store up there, up of in the Target shopping center.
Somebody needs to explain. Explain to me.
Explain it.
Why the iPhone is such a great thing. Why is the iPhone such a great, great deal?
I don't know, boomer tech guy.
Do I have permission to speak, Carl?
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of like hoping, you know.
There's kind of a cultural, it's become sort of a cultural icon. Apple, of course, goes against the behemoth that is Microsoft. I think that's part of the appeal. And it's a workable system that isn't prone to viruses, and there's a chic thing. Why do people spend $500 on a handbag?
Well, I guess that's a good. I can relate to that.
Well, yeah, but a handbag doesn't. Does a handbag go out of fashion in 6 months? Does a handbag?
Not Louis Vuitton.
You know, does it? If you drive through Wyoming, can you not use it still? You can't do that with iPhone. I mean, you can use your handbag. I mean, you can put. You can put tools in it. You can put all types of stuff in it if you have to. But if you have an iPhone and you drive into Wyoming, guess what? You use the iPhone to keep your door open. I mean, because they don't work out there.
I don't know. We'd really love to hear you call or email me, Linda, at KCNR or 1460 KCNR.
Why are people so involved in like things like iPhones and this? I mean, you know, here we went out and bought. We went out to and did Verizon. We did those phones, and we looked at it, and we said, now we've got two phones that we don't use, you know, full capabilities of. We could have just gone back to our nice little ones that just made phone calls and received phone calls.
Yeah, we'd like to hear your call on this. Now, what do you have there?
I have is, you know, we always talk about how taxes are going up all the time. Yeah, well, not so fast. In California, it's excise taxes on wine, beer, and liquor. Have not been raised since 1991. That's the last year the state hiked the price that producers pay on each gallon of alcohol. Now, I'm not for tax hikes, so don't take this wrong. But it is kind of interesting that when they're raising the taxes on everything else, you know, a cigar, gas, everything you can possibly imagine, how come alcohol, and of all things, how come alcohol has been exempt from this? You know, they've tried to do it. You know, Schwarzenegger has proposed using higher alcohol taxes to help balance the budget. And more than 4 out of 5 voters supported a plan to charge an extra nickel a drink, one poll found. Of course, that poll, you know, polls are worth whatever, whoever's paying the people to do the poll, of course. Senate Democrats last month proposed an increase tied to inflation rate since 1991, adding less than half a cent to a glass of wine. Well, that would be dangerous in our house here. The annual rejection, though, of the new alcohol taxes seems to be the fact that the wine and a major, you know, major beverage manufacturers and wine growers have a lot of lobbyists down in Sacramento, and they spend a lot of money. So it's been another year, and you're not going to see any changes on that. So, you know, and it's and they're saying it would threaten jobs and, you know, cause all types of consternation. It could be even an earthquake if they raise, you know, raise taxes on wine or beer. That, well, I mean, it's a type of thing, again, trying to raise, you know, taxes. But this is kind of strange. It's been since 1991 since there's been a tax hike on that.
Well, you know, the last couple of days I've heard you talk about, you know, make sure that you don't leave your pets and your kids in the car when, you know, with the windows rolled up and realize how much hotter it is. Well, there, I have to share with you a staggering statistic that this is indeed true. There have been 19 deaths this year from children being left in the car, parents forgetting about their children. It may sound, are you got to be kidding? Well, if it's hot out and you go leave the car and drive and go into Rite Aid, I don't know. I can't understand how somebody would forget, but just be mindful about that. There should be so many signs up and just like you know, memories.
They've had 15 deaths this year.
19
year
deaths
already?
Since this year, and they started. It's the most, the highest number since they began tracking the deaths of children left in car due to heat exposure since 1998.
And there's no reason for this. I mean, there's absolutely no reason for this. So again, it's something we've been talking about over the past, well, since we've been on the air, especially when it starts getting warmer, that you have to protect your children, protect your pets, and yet we still have had 19 people already die this year. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is...
Good morning, Reading. It's KCNR. Greg here,
welcome.
1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 7:23 in the morning. We're at phone lines are 605-4567.
It's going to be high today of 92. Sunny, beautiful day tonight. It's going to be clear with a low of around 62. A kind of really great barbecuing weather. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. It's any weather under, you know, like 110 is pretty good for going outside. Yeah, it looks like, you know, we were just talking about the Russian spies, and you know, it's Russia's angry at the U.S. for us busting their spy ring. I don't quite understand this one. The prime minister said that the U.S. police have gone out of control. You know, some of the spies that worked were, you know, these were under deep cover, and they said they did anything from working in schools, and they were accused of gathering information ranging from data on high-penetration nuclear warhead research programs to background on CIA job applicants. And, of course, Obama says, I don't see this hurting our ongoing relationships with Russia and how we still reach out for them. you know, of course not. Of course not, Barack. You wouldn't do that. And then, of course, Kagan's going in, and she's, you know, she's doing the artful dodger. They're trying to pin her down on something. You know, she was the one that led the charge to keep military recruiters off the campus there, and then she finally put them back in a back area of the campus. And she won't admit that she was against that, and she won't admit that, you know, that she believes in certain things. I mean, she's had them in the writings, and when people ask her the questions, she's, you know, there was a movie that where the politician goes, oh, I love to dance a little sidestep, where they go back and forth and back and forth. And it's funny because, you know, Democrats are thinking that's great, and then you get Lindsey Graham, who's not quite sure which side he's on at times, and he says things like, oh, gosh, you know, you've done a good job here, and I feel a lot better. You know, maybe there's some people that don't, but I look at it like this, is that she's replacing a liberal justice on the court. So, I mean, you're not gaining anything one way or the other. And, man, perhaps Kagan has said some things that has got some of the further left side a little bit upset. You know, one thing Obama did yesterday is he guaranteed McChrystal a 4-star pension. And you're saying, well, you know, he retired. Why wouldn't he get it? It's because you have to have 2 years after you've been promoted to, you know, when you retire or something like that, to receive the pay. Now, let's talk about this, and you're saying, well, what's the big deal in this? Let's talk about, here's a 4-star General Stanley McChrystal has been in the service for 34 years, countless deployments, countless years away from his family, countless situations that, you know, most people would not even want to contemplate. And he gets, I think his he qualifies for 75% of his income of $12,475 per month before taxes. Now, of course, they did say it was a general's retirement income of $12,475 per month before taxes. Okay, so that may mean that's the 75% is already taken out. And I need to check on that, but you think about, there's a man that's commanded hundreds of thousands of people, has worked at this, and his retirement is probably around $120,000 a year. You know, that's before taxes. And the we're looking at paying people here that used to work in the city $185,000, $200,000, $165,000. And in California, some of these people are making, you know, well over $250,000 a year in retirement pay. I think, I don't know what the record is here, I think it's over $300,000. But we've got thousands and thousands of people in the state of California that have worked for the city, county, or state government that are making their pensions are close to $200,000 a year. And I look at military who have spent 30 years in, who have spent countless time, you know, days, weeks, months, and even years at a time at a moment's notice, they pick up and they're gone for 8 months. And the most that they're ever going to retire is at 75%, and this is the older ones, I think even the newer ones it's different than that, is 75% of their base pay, not what their total pay was. And it doesn't count combat pay, doesn't pay, you know, if you're an aviator, doesn't count in your flight pay, you don't get to add that in, it's just your base pay. And so, and I look at that, and I see people that are unhappy with their retirements, and I don't understand why. I don't understand why that people are unhappy with retirements like that. You know, that they want more. They want to keep their 95% of their retirement. I mean, it's a great deal, but that's if you can afford it. I mean, can we afford still to have $100 million in debt in the county? You know, I'm not disparaging the work of our county and state and government workers. I mean, no, not at all. But we've got to take a look at where we are, $100 million in a hole. And that's just Redding, $100 million in a hole. And then when you see that Shasta County has okayed bike trails, it's going to cost millions of dollars. But then when you read in the story, you find out that, well, they just have to keep the plans on the books. There's no money for it, but you have to keep the plans there. It doesn't mean we're going to go out and spend millions of dollars right now, but it's just something else you see just keeps adding on. We don't have the money. We don't have the money. We don't have the money. What are we going to do? This is going to be a great election cycle this time to hear our city council. And there's going to be a lot of them running. We have a new candidate just jumped in today to see how they are going to fix the problems right
here.
Who's
that?
We have the newest member, from what I understand, is one of our local members of the men community. We'll talk about him, but we're also going to have him on the show later on.
Okay.
This is Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Reading. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio here with Carla Lindebott. Now, before we took the break, we're talking about a new guy he's thrown his hat in with City Council, but we didn't really want to say the name incorrectly, so here we go.
Okay, Sue Seychelles is the first Mien, is that right?
Mien.
To run for elected office out here. He's 30 years old. We're going to have, of course, we will have Mr. Seychelles on the show here.
As I'm
we will
forward.
Everybody. Yeah, you know what? You know what he's saying is, you know, why are we spending money on other things? We should be spending it on police. You know, here's what I think is going to end up happening, my friends, is that the police and the city have got to come to some kind of resolution here. I mean, and I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but everybody's got to take a deep breath, you know, and kind of shake themselves off and get back into it. But you got to come to some solution. We are, you know, we've got to move forward with this.
Currently 72 degrees. By the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Wanted to remind you that tomorrow, July 1st, that's right, beginning July 1st, I can't believe that's tomorrow, 2010. At 6 o'clock tomorrow night is a barbecue at Tobacco and Brew, and you've got Missing in America and the Old Guards and a lot of the Patriot Guard riders, a bunch of people coming together. It is going to be a barbecue really to appreciate veterans. So if you're a veteran, and come out tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
Hamburgers, hot dogs, those kind of things.
Yeah.
You know, it's
going to
be a great time. Linda and I will be there. And it's because we just like being around.
Embrace the brotherhood.
Be around our friends. And, you know, like, you know, it's the, and it's all ages, it's all groups like that. Okay, the, you know, I saw something, you know, you get into more of the entertainment side. But John Voight, an Academy Award winner, you know, he's been in, you know, countless Hollywood movies, countless things that he's been on TV, you know, you name it, he's been there and he's done it.
Stellar theater, career.
Yeah, theater and everything. But John Voight has become, I think, a spokesman in many ways for the conservative community, and he's gone after Obama. And this can be really difficult for a Hollywood actor, I think, because many of the people that are in charge of Hollywood and things like the major production companies like Hanks and Spielberg and, you know, many, many others are not what you would call a conservative group. They're a quite liberal group. And so here's John Voight, and he's going out, and his latest broadside was that Obama is vilifying Israel and is causing a border war in Arizona. I think that part of this, of course, is the fact that our government is taking steps to sue the state of Arizona over a law that is a paraphrase, or, you know, that restates the federal law about keeping the people safe in Arizona. And did you know, you know, of course, that California's got a law a lot like that. We just choose not to enforce it. We choose to have sanctuary cities. Now, the fact is that 70% of the people in Arizona agree with this. Those are the people that live there. Their lives are being impacted on. And yet when you see things like there'll be a different congressman or something, when people ask about what's going on with the immigration bills and with people that and with protecting the people down there, they make disparaging remarks. They say things like, well, what, do you just need more guns down there? You know, the whole thing is that our government is there to protect the citizens. That's one of the things that the government should do. That's one of the, that is one in the Constitution that the government's supposed to do. Protect our borders, protect our citizens. And so what do? They send 527 National Guard to Arizona. I think Texas got 70. And what are they doing? They're acting as liaisons. You know, people say, well, what's a liaison officer? Well, those are people that go in between the different agencies. And having worked along the border there, and I did right before Desert Shield, Desert Storm started in 1990, we were running counter-drug operations down there. And so in all the different agencies that were down there, and we were doing an operation, it was with an umbrella agency down there to shut down the border from people coming across with drugs. Well, or to capture them, I should say. Now, you can't shut down the border, but what I did find with the time I spent on the border down there is, yeah, you can shut down the border. You don't need a million people to do it. What you need is a good surveillance system and the people that are going to react to it. So to say that it's difficult and you can't do it is wrong. The Obama administration has chosen not to support the citizens in the Southwest. They have chosen not to shut the border down. They have chosen this. It's a conscious choice. It is inactivity. It is inaction, just as he's done with the Gulf oil spill. It had to be forced in on him. It had to be forced where he had to do something, where he had to act presidential. And then all of a sudden, then he showed up. You know, he has not been once to the border and talked to the people down there. He has not been down there on those Arizona ranches, those New Mexico ranches, those, you know, and talked to the people about the thousands of people that come across, the illegals that come across, the damage they do. He hasn't done that. And instead, he makes the announcement via Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in another country. Oh, yeah, you know, that we're going to do something about that. We're going to take action about that. And he's got somebody from the Department of State that talks about how these are, what they're doing in Arizona is civil rights infractions. He's telling the Chinese that. Human rights problems. Well, this whole thing is wrong. The government's here to protect the borders. That's what makes us a nation. Protect the borders. We have to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:45 in the morning. Good morning, honey.
And if that doesn't get you going, a little Casey in the sunshine, man, what is it going to take to bring him up to the North State?
Oh, probably thousands and thousands of dollars.
Okay, I think that we should put together a pool this year and next year, just have the biggest block party downtown with Casey and the Sunshine Band dancing, and we disco all night long. What do you think?
I think that it's disco. You know, we talked about, what's it take to bring somebody up to the North State. Well, we found out what it takes when we had Sarah Palin come through here. It takes tons of money. And if you have other people come here, it takes lots of money. Or they feel like if they want to entertain up here. Other people come up here because they love it, like we do. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellites, right off Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito. Doug Tooley, veteran, 82nd Airborne. They've been running this business since 1985. You know, Doug comes in here on a regular basis. What a great guy he is. You know, he is. He does great work. We're talking, the dish satellites. You just drive down the road, you see the satellites, and there's Doug. And go in and talk to him. He'll give you a deal like you can't believe. In fact, he's going to be a guest Saturday on Boomer Tech with Bob and Brenda Belongi. His phone number is 244-1988. You know, if you're looking for that system in your house, go and see B&T Satellite, Doug Tooley.
Well, I know this is, I'm sure many of you who have pets, especially dogs, you're trying to figure out what do they want? What do you want? You know, what are you saying? What's that look mean? Well, tonight at Haven Humane, they're giving a class. With dog trainers Krista Karenko and Woody Woodland. And the title of the lecture is, What Is My Dog Saying? Tonight at 5:30. It's going to be at the training center at Haven Humane. $5 for the class. And you might want to call 241-1653. Learn to pay attention with little subtle signs from your dog. And get a good idea about maybe what your little pooch. What your pooch needs, wants, desires.
You know, if I was...
Just telling you, kidding me? Are you crazy?
Well, no, yeah, no.
Spies next door? Russian spies next door?
Russian spies next door, but you can go down and find out what the dog wants. You know, frankly, I think all women should go down there and take this class. No, I do. I mean, and so that when men look at them and give them that kind of that dumb look, because we get that look on our faces all the time, and we kind of cock our head and we look at you because we have no idea what you want. Hey, maybe you then can read our minds and then say, oh, no, okay, here, you can go, here, we'll fix dinner for you now or something like that. I mean, it's more than that. You know, when you go onto the front page of the paper, it seems like every other day, I'm exaggerating this on a record searchlight, it's another gang thing has come up. 175 gang members identified in this, in the city of Reading. How do you come up with 175? Maybe it's 174. How do you come up with 174 that are gang members or affiliates? Are these the ones that they know about? And how come how did these 174 gang members get here? Did they just kind of like, were they dropped off like in buses? Is this part of a relocation process the state is doing? Move gangs from Southern California to Northern California? Is this something like there's group houses that they're putting people into, and they're just saying, okay, there are gang members here. How come we haven't heard about it till now? How come we didn't hear there was 100 of them 6 months ago or 5 months ago? What exactly is going on with that? And then we see on the front page of the paper today that there's something else. A store that was reported that they're part, he's part of a gang and all this. You know, I'm not going to get into it because it's allegations that the owner this place has been, acting as a chop shop for the Vagos motorcycle gang. I'm thinking is that we haven't seen anything about gangs, or gangs have not risen their head and except for three incidents now, then now everything is about gangs. Why is it? Is it have anything to do? Could it have anything to do with the budget and the police negotiations going on right now with the city? And is it the fact that it's just happens to be just part of what's going on, as we said before, that we, you know, that with the marijuana growing going on up in the North State, that gangs are starting to position themselves for, in case, you know, to take over this, that this is a handy place in the road here in Reading to be able to act as a conduit for drugs going up and down? Is it the fact that they know that the one level of the jail has been shut down, that we're having problems with we may be laying off police? Is this some kind of plan or well thought out strategy of gangs moving in here, or is it something else? Is it just something that's been here and we're just starting to, it's just starting to kind of pop out? It's I'm in question about that. Is there, how big a problem is this? I mean, if these 174 people have been here, is it been a big problem? And is it all of a sudden that we're 174 now, and 6 months ago we were five? You know, I haven't seen anything in there about that. It's a big thing to say 174, but what's it mean?
Well, don't you think though that when you have a tendency with your the economy, with what's happening with the economy, we have gang activity. There seems to be more thefts and break-ins and those kinds of things. But, we're taking your calls on that. 605-4567. Again, your email. Because we're going to bounce around with a lot of things this morning. We've had some guests scheduled that, you know, due to probably like me with allergies yesterday, people coming and going and other people that are coming in that have been a surprise visit. So we're going to be bringing them on in a moment. But I wanted to share with you, let's continue on that thought process, because before we go to break, I want to talk to you about a petition. This is end with the hour with a positive note, with a petition that's trying to be passed. I think we all could probably get on board there because it's a rich part of our culture. But do you have anything more you want to add about gangs?
I was just going to say is we do have to take a break now, and we come back, we can go on that. But here's my question: is if the gangs are and we're going to spend an hour on this. We'll make this a whole segment of the show. But I was just thinking about it, and I'm looking at it, and I'm watching, what people are writing in here, that they're saying that, hey, this, if you think it's only 174, you're crazy. It's double that. People are kind of like, why all of a sudden are we hearing this? Why is Record Search like pushing this? And, you know, right in the middle of the negotiations between the city and the police, oh, God, now we've got a gang problem. And the question is, if we do have a gang problem, are we, then we need to address that, and how do we address that? And or is this something like, hey, let's just take a deep breath and this is not the problem that's being kind of like pushed out there. Take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The music, gosh, you know what? I really like that one. That was a good bump tune there,
that
Bob.
Was,
that was it.
That was like the biggest. There we go.
You know what? Computers are your friends.
Have
you ever had a day like this, my friends? You know, you have, you know, the, you know, if one of your guests that shows up calls you, the night before, says, you know, gosh, you can't do that, and then you have another one that's lined up to start at 7:30, and then that one doesn't roll
they
in
were confused.
Because they thought it was the next day.
Or maybe we were confused.
I doubt it. Because but the thing is you see us dancing from spot to spot.
Well, it's okay. That's what makes it fun. Talk about.
However, our 8 o'clock guest is sitting right here.
So excited.
I've got a gun up against his head. He's not leaving.
I love living in the moment. It's all about the moment. I say that to my musicians, and I say that when I'm performing. Yeah. It's the space in between where the magic is.
Well, we've had a lot of magic
totally
this morning.
And it's how you handle it. Let's go to the phones. Text.
Hey,
good morning. You're on KCNR.
You are on KCNR.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's on your mind?
Well, I was figuring there was more and more gang members here now because Wally Herger likes to hang out with his own kind. You know, gangsters like to hang out with gangsters.
Oh, Tex. You know.
And he's a con man and a gangster.
And why is he a gangster, Tex?
Well.
Because he's been successful?
Well, why is he a gangster?
Yeah.
He does insider trading. He makes a fortune. He does nothing for us. What significant thing has he ever done for us in over 20 years? He's a con man. He gets money from the hotel and the farmers. Why would he want the border closed?
Well, you know.
He owns a gas company?
Well, his family's owned, his family has owned a gas company for years.
I'm sorry?
His family has owned a gas company for years. I don't know if he bought it himself.
Well, he's the
Well, he's a member of the family. Well, that may be, but it's also like, you know, not liking him because he's successful is one thing. If you're saying that he's got his money nefariously,
he was given everything on a silver platter. What did he do for himself?
Well, if you're saying that he did things illegally, that's one thing. If you're just saying it's because he's gained money through the years, which he has, because he's been a successful businessman, that's something else.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know if he was a successful businessman.
Well, can you prove allegations that he's done things illegally?
I can't prove it, but, you know, if you ever listen to one of your radio personalities like Michael Savage.
We listen to Michael all the time. He just
says,
gets me going.
All the people in Congress are gangsters and con men. They con you into believing that they're working for you. They're working for themselves. He gets money from the pharmaceutical company, so of course he's not into alternative medicine. Everything he was given, what has he done on his own? He's in the redneck, you know, conservative area up here, so of course he gets voted in. The other
redneck conservative. Wait a minute. So is redneck conservative in the same? Can't you be a conservative without being a redneck?
Well, I guess I shouldn't have said that. I'm living up here also.
Yeah, I was going to say which part of your neck is red up there, Tex?
Oh, I'm a heathen. I'm not saying I'm any better than anybody else, but I don't work. You know, for the people, I work for myself, and it's a very, very rough time now.
Well, you know what? Here's Tex, and you know what? Here's the thing about it, is I think you're right in the sense that we need to have elected representatives that do work for us that are not up there for 26, 28 years. But that's up to the people.
He never answers your questions. He always says, "Oh, I'm fighting the fight, Carl." He's like your best friend. What does he actually do all day? How does he have time to run a company? He's got nine kids. He's a divorced Mormon with nine kids. Isn't that the religion that at least we know he does for part of his time. Women in the hierarchy.
Yeah, hey, we've got to break here, Tex. Thanks a lot for your phone call. I didn't hear the last part. Anyway, but Bob fell on the floor. So, you know, everybody has a.
You can't aim at Mormonism like that.
Well, I don't know. I did not hear that part.
I just talked about women in the hierarchy. I want to end on a positive note, if you don't mind. Here, we just have a second left. If you check out petitions that are trying to be passed, they're trying to, with petitionsite.com, designate 2010 as the year of. Whose name is this? Samuel Langhorne Clemens.
Mark Twain.
Otherwise known as Mark Twain, who lived from 1835 to 1910. They're trying to petition the year of 2010, the year of Mark Twain. You might want to go check that out if you happen to be a fan. Check it out.
Yeah, calling about Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott.
I'm surprised that Nigerian president...
I love the kicker stories.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't put him from the firing squad. I mean, gosh.
Well, you know what? Saddam Hussein on the soccer team, and this is true, they didn't play well one time, and his secret police went after him, and they tortured him. And they had video of them making him jump off the sides of buildings and beat him. You say, well, is that going to make you play better? Well, I don't know. It might keep your mind focused on the game. Hey, welcome back. It's 8:07.
Currently 74 degrees if you're just tuning in. Makes you want to get up and start your day, doesn't it?
I know. Our last, as we closed out the last hour, we had, you know, one of our callers came in, was obviously adamant about the qualifications of Congressman Herger. We welcome all calls. You know, this is an open line radio, and if you need something to get it out of your craw, this is the place to come to. You call us, and you say, you know what, this is wrong. This thing right here is wrong. I don't like it. I don't see. But you know, it's one thing to say, you know, this person is not representing us. It's another one to say they're a crook. You know, you have a right to say that because this is a free country. This isn't like where if you don't do well, somebody's going to come to your house at night
and
take
beat you up.
Outside, take you outside and put you away in a jail forever just because of something you say. And that's, you know.
Yet. And,
yeah. Yeah, well, I don't see that happening
just
yet.
Because you lose a soccer game.
That's right. You know, our guest on this segment is a friend of ours. And, you know, yeah, he breaks us up all the time. But, okay, you've got to picture this. You're up someplace in the woods. Your car's gone off the road. You're laying there. A rescue team finally finds you. And you've got broken legs. You've got internal injuries. And you know it's going to be at least an hour and a half drive back down the mountain before they can get you to a place where they can really start to work on you. And while they're stabilizing you there, there's some phone calls made, and you start hearing this, and here comes the helicopter. The helicopter comes down, sits down in a spot that no helicopter should sit down in, because everybody knows helicopters can't sit down in those types of areas. But they bring it down, and they put it there, and they load you into this rescue flight. And then you're whisked back to safety in a place where you can be taken care of. And if you've been in the service and you've been in combat, you know what medevacs are, my friends. You know that sound of those birds coming in. And that you know that they risk their lives to come in and to take those wounded people out, their wounded brothers out. Well, it's the same thing we have right here in Shasta County. And our guest, John Mitchell.
Hey,
is
morning,
one
Carl.
Is one of the pilots that does that.
Morning, Carl, Linda.
Well, good morning. And so you are a pilot for Reach.
For Reach Medical Wing, Reach Air Medical Services.
Well, can we tell our listeners a little bit about your past, how you became a pilot, and how long you were flying before you decided that in your civilian life you were going to fly for a rescue, Reach?
Well, sure. You know, usually the way the pilots are generated is through the military. I went to the Coast Guard Academy out of high school, became a surface officer right after that graduation, where I was sent to a year-long vacation in Southeast Asia, courtesy of the U.S. government, and then came back and saw the error of my ways and said, I want to fly. So we went to Naval Flight Training, Pensacola, just like your Verge, and became a helicopter pilot and flew for about 23, 24 years in the Coast Guard.
Wow.
And then from the Coast Guard, I got out of there and got a job driving a submarine, which sounds kind of strange, but drove a submarine for 2 years, became a submersible pilot, and then from there...
Okay, you drove a submarine, and where was that? Wasn't in the, that wasn't like in, you know, Whiskey Town.
So. No. This is in Hawaii. It was a 100-foot submarine. You carry about 48 people. You could go down to about 300 feet.
How long did you stay down for?
You could stay down. We had the tour that we'd take these people on would be an hour.
It wasn't the staying down. It was the coming back up that was the most important part. I mean, once it goes down,
well,
it can stay there.
Yeah, you don't worry about a submarine sinking.
That's right.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. You know, but, you have an hour-long tour.
We had rations on there for 72 hours, though, according to the Coast Guard, in case you get stuck down there. So that was pretty...
Well, how interesting to go from flying a helicopter to submerging into the water and becoming a submarine pilot. How do you do that?
Well, it's pretty... it's kind of the same thing, because you're dealing in three-dimensional thing. It's, rather than being a boat driver driving on the surface of the water, you're actually... It's like flying a big blimp underneath there.
Well, John, we have to take a break. We are talking about... Well, we're talking
submarines.
About you don't want to miss what's coming up next. This is Carla Lindabad here on Free Fire Radio. We'll see you after these messages. Yep.
Eyes with laughter.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott.
Get the warm fuzzies on that, huh?
8:14 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can reach us by Linda at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Tim, D.C., and the man in black cut hair. Great prices. They give you haircuts. There's no styling going on there. It's man's last stronghold. Check them out. That's Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens in the Cypress Square Shopping Center there.
Our guest this morning is John Mitchell. You're laughing at point. Do you go there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love love it.
All subpilots do.
All subpilots do. That's right.
John Mitchell, by the way, if you're just tuning in, is a pilot for Reach. He's the it's not called search and rescue. It would be called
It's just an air medical service.
Air medical service.
He's the one that when you're out there and you've had that. He's really the last person you want to see.
Absolutely.
And the first person you want to see. Because when they come, you know, if you need his services, that means that you know,
that's right. We hope we never meet you.
There you go.
So before we went to break, we were talking about how you were piloting a submarine off of Hawaii. What happened after that?
After that, then I got a job with Rocky Mountain Helicopters, which had a helicopter here at what was then Reading Medical Center. And was with the AirMed team. And then in probably 2000, Reach came up and took us over. We've been with the Reach Medical, Air Medical Services ever since.
So you take off from the top of the hospital?
We take off. That's our home base is where we land and take off is on the top of Shasta Regional.
Because I know up there at the doggy park, you see a lot of helicopter activity going in and out of the Benton Air Park.
That's where we refuel. You can't refuel on top of the hospital. The California laws will prevent that.
Right.
So, some hospitals, you know, back east actually do have fuel where they do it all on top of the hospital.
Right.
But
for some reason, I think that it's one of the few laws that I could probably agree with that, you know, that they come up with. It's probably putting 1,000 gallons of aviation fuel on the top of a hospital.
Well, they're not as susceptible to earthquakes back there.
That could be.
Yeah.
Now, John, how many, you're working for Reach. You know, we've kind of been humorous about this, but it's
sure.
a very, very serious job. And like I said, when we're calling in medevacs, the pilots come in and they come in hot to get these people out. We have saved so many lives in Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom because our pilots are they come screaming in and from Vietnam. Out.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come in a lot of times where the tracers are intersecting just to get out the wounded.
Nobody shoots at us.
I realize that. But you have come in places that were pretty hairy. I mean, I know that we've talked about it. But how many missions do you run a month, just on an average?
Probably 40 to 50 missions a month. That'll be an average. It'll go down in the winter just due to weather.
And what kind of, what's the main mission that you all usually run?
Well, there's two types of missions. You can do the 911 calls, which are like you're referring to car accidents or somebody injured in the hills or anything like that. And then there's the IFTs, which are interfacility transports, where if someone needs some more advanced treatment or they're like going to a burn center or something, we'll fly them from Reading or from another hospital down. So. Our normal one, the other day I flew a person from Wairika, a little kid, about 7 years old, 7 months old, from Wairika down to UC Davis in Sacramento. So.
That must have been a tough one.
For air medical pilots, you have the mental attitude type of thing. You try not to get involved at all.
Right.
Because you don't want emotion clouding your decision-making process.
Yeah.
You're on your mission. You have to, this point A to point B.
Point A to point B. I only fly the aircraft, so I don't try to get, you just try to shield yourself off from what's happening behind you.
So give us a visual. When you take off from the hospital and you get this call, let's say it's out at the, up in the mountains, up in somewhere in Burt Ranch.
Right. Uh-huh. We'll get a call through our dispatch who's been called through probably CDF. Let's say take Burt Ranch, for example. That'll come through probably Fortuna CDF. They'll call our dispatch. They'll launch us. We'll take off. As soon as we can, we'll get in contact with the CDF over there, and they'll give us the information. We already have the lat and long of the area that we're going to. They should have passed that to us before. Once we get there, then there'll be somebody on scene, usually. Not always. Sometimes we're the first to get there. There'll be somebody on scene. We'll talk to them via radio, and they'll talk us in. We'll come down and land. And depending on the nature of the accident, we'll stay hot, meaning we continue running, or we'll shut down and load. And then so we go from here. We can go over to as far as Eureka. We go north to Medford. We go to Reno. We go down to San Francisco.
Wow.
So it's
Now, you've had a mission, and we'll take a break after this, but you've had a mission where you've been there in the woods, in the middle of the tall trees.
Sure.
And they're saying, I can see you, but you can't see them.
Oh, that's right, because they're under the canopy, and so you can't see them. So, you know, they have to kind of talk in, you know, you're north of me, come south, you know, come east and stuff, and finally you'll be able to spot them in there.
And once you spot them, then you've got to. Do you ever winch them out or anything? Like that?
No, we don't have a hoist. Now, okay. CHP is the ones that have the hoist.
Okay.
And they're classified as a rescue aircraft. So a lot of times we work hand in hand with them. They'll actually go, and if it's some place that's so remote that there's no way to get the guy out, they will actually hoist him up, bring him over to the nearest landing spot that we can find, and switch out the patient with us.
Okay. Now and. The people flying with you is all a trauma team?
We have a critical care nurse, and we also have a paramedic. Or we can have two nurses. But there's always a nurse and a paramedic on board.
Okay.
And we have a little mini emergency room in there with all the, you know, all the things that go beep, you know, like from Monty Python, all the things that go beep and all the... all the drugs and everything. That's all medical stuff, and yeah. I don't know much about that, but they really work very well.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is John Mitchell. He flies the rescue flights for Reach. They go out and take the people that have been injured or transport injured people and get them to either other hospitals or, in cases of emergencies, get them back to a stabilizing area, back to the hospitals. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
The Superior.
Welcome back. Carl Lindebot on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 8:24 in the morning. It's June 30th. Linda.
Currently 75 degrees. It's going to be high today of 92. I wanted to just comment on an email. Earlier I asked, Laura, you were standing in line with all those hundreds of peoples for the iPhone. Did you get one? She said, yes, one for Rick and one for our son, Paul.
Three iPhones.
So she bought two.
Okay.
But she's waiting until next year's version is available. What a mom, huh? What
yeah.
a mom and a wife. And she said, I totally love that your station is iPhone friendly.
We are. We can go out over your iPhones. We iPod it. We do it all here. You know, who said Reading is it on the cutting edge
of
technology?
That's cutting edge, man.
Between our webmaster and Bob, we are pushing out everywhere. You can't get away from us. We get things from Newfoundland. You know, I mean, Newfoundland. Where the hell is Newfoundland?
Newfoundland. I thought that fell off.
No, I don't think Newfoundland fell off. Our guest is
a medical sense of humor.
Okay, our guest is John Mitchell, who flies for Reach
Air Service.
Reach Air Service, which is he's the medevac pilot, my friends. You want to put it that way. He's the one, and his company is the one that flies to pick up those people that are damaged on the road. Now, you know, it's funny, and I'm glad it came up, the fact we could get you on, mm-hmm. because one of the people we know. Riding a bike,
sure.
went down,
mm-hmm.
and they had to bring him in on the medevac, him in on a helicopter. The cost was thousands of dollars,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be picked up and transported 36 miles or something like that to get him back,
yeah.
so, or you know whatever the length was, but
it's very expensive.
It's very expensive. Mm-hmm. And then Jeff Nelson of the Patriot Guard Riders and several others started talking about there is an insurance policy that you can buy. And I asked John about this, and what is that?
Yeah, it's not an insurance, actually. It's a subscriber. It's a subscription. Reach has it. Also, PHI Air Medical has it. That's the other provider in our area. We both have our separate subscriber programs. But you just pay one price per year. For a family, it's $45. For an individual, it's $40. And if you're in a group, you can get a group discount, such as the Patriot Riders.
Yeah.
What does that entail when you buy this membership?
So when you buy the membership, if you're picked up by the helicopter, by Reach, they will bill your insurance company. And then... anything that your insurance company doesn't pay is written off. You will not get a bill from them.
So
you're paid for.
It's
basically.
Very beneficial for those living in remote areas or like, say,
absolutely.
In the Trinity Alps or on the way up to Mount Shasta.
Absolutely.
If you were off the grid.
So the way these things work is on 911 calls, of course, we can be out of the area transporting a patient down to San Francisco. And 911 calls, anyway, are alternated between PHI and REACH. So you won't necessarily get REACH if your car goes off the road. They call for a helicopter. The one that happens to be up comes up. So anyway, the it's best to have both systems.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah. So it doesn't. You would need then for a cost of like $90 a year, you're covered.
Yeah, I'm not sure what PHI's cost, but right. I know ours is $45 for a family.
Well, that's reasonable if you have a family
absolutely.
Of four or five. And
well, you get letters all the time from people that had it, and you know, after they see the bill for the thing, they're very happy they have it.
Well, this is what happened. Like I said, one of our fellow riders went down, and they medevaced him out. And when that bill came through there, it was like, oh my gosh!
Yeah.
You know, because your insurance
it's
will
surprising.
Pay for,
insurance
paid for their medical help.
Sure.
You know, and once they were in the hospital, and but the ride was a little bit expensive.
Yeah, you should always check with your insurance company to see if it will pay for that. Car insurance sometimes will pay for that, for the transport, or pay portions of that,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing. So
I'd rather have it all paid for.
Yeah, it's safe. You know, it gives you a little bit that you don't have to worry about it at all.
And like I said, you know, the reason I thought about it is because people were talking about it on the internet,
sure.
our circle of friends that ride. And if you ride out in some of these places, where it's so beautiful to ride out in Lassen and in these areas, that it can be a long trip home.
Motorcycles, ATVs, horses, those are our prime, prime customer generators.
You know, we've got to take a break here in a minute or so, but we're going to come back. We're going to talk about rescues at Mount Shasta. Even though I know that you don't do it, you can.
Sure.
We want to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking about cost of those things, but also I want to talk about different things that you have seen out there, different events that you have flown in,
mm-hmm.
that that can help people that are listening on ways of doing things. Because after all your experience, I am sure that there's items that you can tell our listeners about,
sure.
that say you know you might want to do this or that.
Absolutely, I got some good stuff.
Well, I'm sure you got the goods.
John always says,
"Yeah,
we won't mention anything about you coming over and hitting us with the spotlight on our house to end the party."
Okay. I've got two bags full of doggy biscuits for you too. So we're going to take a break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott here. Guest is John Mitchell. Go ahead.
I heard about that. You know, locking the dogs in the car. You were talking about that.
Oh yeah.
My dogs have locked me in the car. Is there something we can do about that?
You're the only man I know.
Since
that's
you have a clan.
That's right. Carl and the Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Good morning. 8:34 in the morning, going to be high today of 92. It's currently 77 degrees. Weather's brought to you by Insamo Vineyards. It's Carl and Linda Bott here, if you're just tuning in. Our guest this morning is John Mitchell, who is a helicopter pilot for REACH. We're talking about rescue, and Carl, you came back with a staggering figure of somebody who...
I said what kind of started this was, I got two of the people that ride with us, Pat and Marty, assisted somebody that went down in a motorcycle wreck. And so they were on Buckhorn Summit, and the helicopter was flown in, and one of the people was flown to Mercy Hospital. The cost, and this is according to Marty from getting it from the people that are there, the cost for this one person to be flown to Mercy was $15,000. $15,000. I guess that to me sounds like an awful lot. But
it is an awful lot, yeah.
And but I guess that's what it is.
It can be that. It depends on what they did in the aircraft.
Yeah,
the medical
part of it, yeah.
type of stuff. But the actual transport, obviously somewhere to 7 to 10.
Oh, okay. And that's where that $40 or $45.
Yeah, $45 a year.
It could be worth a deal.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you have a AAA card.
Yeah.
And you pay $45 or whatever it is for the, if you, what that could turn into if you've got stranded on the side of the road. But this
absolutely.
About this is about your health. This is about your loved ones.
Sure.
And
we have a reciprocal arrangement with Cal Or.
What's that mean?
So if you go up to Oregon and your Cal Or has helicopters and a fixed wing up there, if we also have fixed wing, but if you're picked up or flown by them, if you have a Mercy, if you have a Reach subscription, you'll be covered.
Covered by, you know, and this isn't a commercial for buying insurance, but you know, this is something that we see people that when you need a service like this, that the cost is, and some insurance companies do not cover it. I would check with your insurance company, like John has said, with
absolutely.
Your automobile and with your health insurance or whatever you have, you know, to be transported like this. But my gosh, you know, if you're going to go out there and put yourself, if you're out there hiking or riding horseback, like you said, or ATVs or your motorcycle, you may want to make sure you're covered like this.
Attention, all you Harley riders that take long rides, and we go up, in Shingletown and way past, up in Lassen and wherever, you know, what would happen?
Sure, yeah, absolutely, well, anyway. Does all the time. You know,
Things to do that we talked about is that things that you've seen, things that people can do.
You know, if you live in an out area, far out from town, out in the Igo, Ono, way out in that area, that type of thing, it's best to get the lat and long for your latitude and longitude for your home. And then when you call in, you can give them the latitude and longitude of your house or where you are at. And then that'll make it much easier to locate you. Now we have mapping software. The dispatches have mapping software and that type of thing, and they can locate you. And of course they'll be calling the fire department, the local fire department, who will be going out there. And they may not have the absolute lat and long of where you live, but when they get there, they'll have a GPS that they can radio to us. But you might as well have it when you get lat and long, and you can get that off of Google Earth.
Yeah, to find out where you live. And this just cuts down on minutes.
Cuts down on minutes. It cuts down on confusion. Also, if you have a flat area near your house, that's always good, some place that you can land in. A lot of times, you shouldn't ever just assume. A lot of people can see the helicopter, but don't assume that the helicopter can see you. And, we had a lot of times... We're looking for a guy's house out there in the Igo Ono area. We got out there, of course, before the fire department did, and so now we're looking for the house where this injury has occurred. We flew around. There's a guy out there in the lawn looking at us, and then he goes back in the house. So we go, well, obviously must not be the place. So we fly away. We get a call from our dispatch. Hey, he said you just flew over, you know. So we go back. He's out in the lawn again. We look down. He walks back into his house. You know, you got to kind of like wave your arms. Let us know that this is the spot where we're at.
Have
some type of signaling.
I wonder what this guy is thinking when he went back in the house, like calling in, yeah, they're here. And
I don't know. Maybe that's the assumption that, well, they saw me, so now I'm going to go back in and attend to my wife or, the husband or whoever's injured in the house. And so, you can't just assume that. You have to make sure that the helicopter actually sees you.
Okay, well, share with us some of the things that you've seen. We want to hear some of the stuff.
Oh, he sounds good. You know, I remember landing on a guy's pool deck down there in Red Bluff. We was going in at night, and the people said, where can we land here? There's no place to land. And the only place that was available that I saw was this pool deck. And I said, well, we can land on the pool deck if the cement can take it. And they said, go ahead. So we went in and landed right on his pool deck with the front of the skids over the pool there. And probably sent all his Costco furniture back to Sacramento.
Well, that's what you need, too.
Is
to suck that in.
You know, that was amazing. The whole back of the house was glass. And when I landed, I looked over. Of course, this is at night now, you know. So I looked over, and those windows were going in and out, those big pane windows. They were just vibrating in and out. And I said, maybe I you know, I got away with it this time, so this is good.
Well, wow. They had to find out who put those in because they knew what they were doing.
Boy, they certainly did. But, I mean, it wasn't that, you know, it's just, you know, wasn't that bad. But,
a great visual, you know. We're going to take a break here. This is, we'll be right back. Our guest is John Mitchell. We're talking about some of the crazy things that you've gotten away with.
Yeah, it was nice. I got a swim out of that.
This is Carla Lindebaugh here at Free Fire Radio. We'll see you right after these messages.
Homeland is coming.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Yes, sir!
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, right off Airport Road, right down from Burrito Bandito. Doug Tooley, the owner, a veteran of the 82nd Airborne, has been in business since 1985, helping the people out in our county and our city with their satellite communications and setting up home theaters, setting up their homes. He guarantees his work. And you know what? He does great work. We've had people call in to the station saying how happy they were to go down and work with Doug and with the work that B&T Satellite has done. His phone number is 244-1988. Go down and see Doug. B&T Satellite, right down off Airport Road, just down from the Burrito Bandito.
It's currently 77 degrees. The time is 8:45. If you're just tuning in, our guest this morning has been John Mitchell, who is a pilot for a Reach helicopter. I keep wanting to say rescue, but
it's
Metaflight.
It's natural. Mm-hmm.
We were talking at the break. I think something that would be great to share with our listeners that back in 2008, when we had the huge fires, there was a helicopter that went down with all those firefighters.
Right. It was probably about 20 miles west, I think, of Weaverville. And we were fortunate in the fact that one of our members was working as a paramedic for the fires at the time. And he had heard of the crash in advance. And he called us on by his cell phone and advised us that there had been something happening. And so we began, you know, our quarters are across the street. So we started walking across, getting up into the helicopter, and then pretty soon our dispatch dispatched us to the accident. And so we flew to the accident scene, and it was fairly smoky, lots of fire in the area and that type of thing, and very confused, everything. And the guy, the aerial spotter, the CDF spotter, did a terrific job of talking us into the spot and working us up the ridge to where we could get to land at the spot. And once we landed there, we saw how devastating that whole accident scene was. And my crew, nurse Terry Douglas and paramedic John Kowalski, ran out, grabbed that co-pilot, and put him in our aircraft, and we flew him to Mercy. For, you know, the trauma. And then he was later taken down to UC Davis by PHI.
Well, we thank you, and the North State thanks you for your service, first of all, to our country. Hmm. But I think that, and I'm sure, Carl, we feel that this kind of service that you do, even though it's a, quote, you know, job, it's not a job. It takes so much more of your humanistic qualities to be able to come upon something like that and to be able to carry through, as you've been saying earlier, your mission, to carry through a mission through this huge tragedy.
Right, right. Well, we're very motivated to provide the care that we're trained to provide. So that's our job. That's what we want to do.
You know, we, like we said, John's our neighbor, and we joke around a lot about, you know, he does have five dogs, and the fact is we put Elk Killer over there every so often, and he's fed Elk Killer for 4 or 5 days at a time, not even realizing that Elk Killer is in with the dogs, even though she looks a little different, but he just thought
she's a Russian spy.
Yeah, it's a Russian spy we put in there, but then again, he takes all of his, all the dog remains that they've been leaving and throwing it over on our side,
yeah.
So he says it evens out.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Carl, that's good, I get rid of it.
But, you know, and seriously, though, you know,
with
John,
his blue latex gloves.
That's right.
That guy.
Your lawn is very green.
That's right. You know, and seriously, though, John, you fly and put yourself in harm's way to help other people. And we know, and anybody that's listened to you and knows you knows it's a lot more than just a job in transport. That you do that. You do this, you know, to help people.
Well, there's four of us.
Well, yeah, I know, but all of you are the same as that. But but you, we know, and we know personally, know that you do a lot for our community, and you support this community. We're not going to get into that and the different things that you've done. I mean, that, you know, that I don't want to embarrass you on it, but you've done a lot of things to support our community. It has nothing to do with flying that helicopter, but putting yourself in harm's way at any time to help other people is, you know, is so commendable. And we, you know, I for one applaud you for this, and I hope people appreciate the fact that, you know, if you need him, John's going to be there. If there's any way possible, he's going to be there.
Well, we'll get there if we can.
Well,
yeah, that's good.
And hopefully tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Tobacco and Brew, you'll come to the Veteran Appreciation Barbecue.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We've just had another surprise guest
drop
coming rolling
in.
Through in. Yeah, drop in, and we'll introduce him in a second here. It's Carl
Quick
Lindebaugh.
Feed strays.
Thanks for having me.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
All right.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. If you didn't know that by the last three people that just mentioned that, so we're just helping out again. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. A great place to go to, Espresso Joe's with all types of coffees, fix it the way you want, and of course, a finest tobacco emporium in the state. You know, they're hosting a veterans get together tomorrow night from 6 to 8. Tobacco and Brew is hosting it. You've got the Patriot Guard Riders, the Missing in America Project, the Old Guard Riders. It's going to be a great event, and you know, all veterans are invited to this, and you get to meet other veterans. Come on down between 6 and 8 for a little barbecue down there.
Our guest. Our wonderful drop in
surprise
guest, of course, is the one and only Orville Thomas.
Hello, the stray dog, as you said.
Yeah,
we
feed strays.
Find a home.
Of course, from Channel 7, KRCR.
Yes, Channel 7, KRCR. Wanted to come in and pay special attention to my friend, the Bots.
Okay. Now, we know that you're one of the contestants for Dancing with the Stars, and we are going to have all of the contestants on before July 10th, and you have been raising funds. You did very well with the Sons of Italy and doing the Spaghetti Feet.
Yeah, we are with the Sons of Italy Spaghetti Feet. I think we got $1,600 just from people coming out. Eating spaghetti, and the best part was the dessert auction. People paying $100 for a box of cupcakes. I was amazed.
It was amazing. So we're trying to attend all of these as well. Now, you've got something coming up at Mary's Pizza Shack. Tell us what's happening.
Well, today, if you go to Mary's Pizza Shack and you have a special coupon that you can print out on our KRCRTV.com website, they will donate 20% of your order back to the Women's Refuge. So we're hoping that a lot of people are hungry today, and if they want to call, Mary's delivers. So if you just go on, click on our website, you can print it out, and then just turn it in, and they'll give 20% back to the Women's Refuge.
Now, you're going to be making pizzas, Orville?
You know, I don't know how much they're going to let me make pizzas. We practiced the other day, and I think a lot of people saw it on television. But I'm kind of slow when it comes down to that. So I don't know if they want me to mess up the order and line or anything.
Okay, well, the good thing is that you brought us a stack here, and you're going to need to have this coupon. The flyer must be presented in order to, for the refuge to receive the donation, which is 20% of your order again. How are rehearsals going?
Rehearsals are going well. You know, my partner, Kim Ayers, has been in Greece for the last 14 days. Pity her. She's in Greece.
Oh, my gosh.
But our dance moves, I'd say they need a little bit of work right now. We probably have some rest on my end. I need to get back out there and really get going.
Well, you have 10 days now if you rehearse every single day.
But that includes 4th of July weekend. How many people are going to rehearse 4th
of
July weekend?
It's hard to rehearse.
Michael Phelps swam at 7 days a week. Want the gold?
I want the gold. Michael Phelps, you are my motivation right now, 4th of July dancing.
The other
swam
thing
every
too
day
is
for 5 years.
You know, it's hard to dance with a beer in your hand, though.
Oh, that's true.
And you're laying there on your back watching the fireworks.
Maybe we've got to figure out one-handed dances that I could start practicing right now.
Okay. Oh, it'll be so much fun. Now, what are the two dances that you're dancing?
We are doing a quick step, like I think a foxtrot-type dance, and a swing dance. So a lot of movement, a lot of fast footwork right there, and I'm struggling to catch up, I guess, to my partner. She's nimble. She's fast.
Good, and you know what? She'll bring you up. You'll rise to the occasion. You just have to practice. You should be knowing your dance steps in your sleep by the time the 10th comes.
What else advice do you have? I was wondering, you're the pro right here.
Used to be the pro.
Okay.
I haven't danced in a long time, but it's like anything else, it's repetition. And you know, you have to see it. You have to visualize it and see it. So what you want to do finally is write it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to be, and I'll tell everybody this, you write it out, and then when the music happens, you know it's 5, 6, 7, 8. It's always in the 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, right? So if you had to ask yourself on this four count, where am I? You should know where your body is on every four count.
Okay. Okay. Those are words of wisdom right there I need to take away from me.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing is, and this is what I say about every one of y'all. Every one of the participants. One, you're there for a great reason.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you all are very gutsy. Because here you are putting yourself out in front of 800 people. Right. You know, and 1,000 people that are dancing. I mean, you're dancing in front of them. And this is not something, obviously, you're comfortable with because this is not what you do all the time. But you are putting yourself out there to have so people can enjoy themselves, but so we can raise money, too, for a great
Yeah, you
great
tell time. Me to go in front of a camera in front of thousands of people. I'm
right.
Okay with that. Dancing in front of 1,000 people, not so much.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's personalities. And, you know, Orville, you have a wonderful personality. And as long as you, like I said, repetition, you'll have a wonderful time. Again, today, because it's all about raising funds.
All about raising funds. That's the main goal of this whole thing.
Now, will you have another one after this?
I will have another one next Friday. We are going to have an 80s roller skating party at Viking Skate. $10 gets you in. Viking Skate is going to go donate $7.50 out of that back to the women's record.
Hey, no offense here, Orville, but you're not going to ever see me on skates.
Oh, I
come
love
on.
It. Is it like roller boogie?
It is roller boogie. They're going to have a DJ there, and it's just going to be fun. Outfits are going to be wild.
You might see me there on that one. That kind of is old school. I like the old school stuff.
We could get going. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. But remember, if you're going to come to the Mary's Pizza Shack, the flyer is on KRCR's website. That's www.krcrtv.com, and click on the As Seen On tab, and you know you'll be able to print it out right from your own home or business.
Okay, Bob, Bob had a comment on me on skates here.
You made that same comment about high heels, as I recall.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I think we might need Carl to be next year's participant in Dancing with the Stars. I don't know how the listeners feel about that, but they should call in. And if we get enough people saying yeah,
I have wounds.
We should do that. They're asking for recommendations for next year.
Right, okay.
1326 is where we are here on Market Street. Come by if you don't have a chance to print it out. Come by and get your Mary Pizza Shack coupon for today. It's Orville Thomas and the Women's Refuge fundraiser today.
Okay, you know, tomorrow our guest, we're going to be talking with some people from Shasta Center. We've got Jerry Mapes, who's putting on this great Homeland Night of Patriotic Songs, and a few other surprise guests. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.